From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says President Trump has not made a decision about possible actions in Syria after a gas attack killed more than 40 people.
Assad's most recent use of poison gas against the people of Douma was not his first, second, third, or even 49th use of chemical weapons. The United States estimates that Assad has used chemical weapons in the Syrian war at least 50 times. Public estimates are as high as 200.
Nikki Haley told an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council called by Russia that should the United States and its allies decide to act in Syria, it will be to defend a bedrock international norm that benefits all nations. President Trump's lawyers are trying to keep federal investigators from using material seized in an FBI raid against his private attorney. Sagar Maghani reports.
One of the president's lawyers says Trump has an acute interest in this matter. The president has said the raids breached rules that ordinarily make attorney-client communications confidential. Those rules, though, can be set aside in some circumstances if investigators have evidence a crime was committed. Sagar Maghani at the White House.
Trade and North Korea's nuclear and missile programs will be the key topics for Japan during U.S. President Donald Trump's meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe next week. Trump and Abe are expected to continue to agree to apply maximum pressure against North Korea until talks produce meaningful progress. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. Taliban